Let's make some noise one time for Sweet Kunova. You've been doing interviews, and for me, I want to take a different angle with you.
From 2015,
okay,
I was cutting people at the hostel.
Did you have a strategy going in the house?
There's 2 million here. Let's challenge it. Was that a lot of people?
Yeah, what we want?
You talk about it. You not clear, Sheba. You not clear.
So for real, you're a rap. I don't believe this. For real.
I'm serious.
I think I want to hear a little 16.
Shangisa. Kill. But you will say can do PP nev. Shalang eshom. But you can. I need pain.
If you go into the DMs, it's gonna mess up your whole life.
So how did you do it?
Zalakayo.
Me, you see, they got me.
So you're here, okay.
When she left the Big Brother house, we saw you cry, you know. They say Zulu men don't cry. Have you dated a color girl before you left?
No.
I need to put you on game.
Would you? Yeah? Yeah.
Hey. What does that stick symbolize?
If you derail, you understand?
Yeah.
If you derail, PP Nyemfu is gonna okay.
Okay.
I was a poet. Kombazana waqala ugqombe. Ngoba uqala waqombaza uqala abaqhekeze xa iqhambe neqolo uqala eqhambe namaqhakana.
Damn. Every comment section in the country, it was vote for Sweet Kunova.
Even if you're posting a car passing
a
by.
A selfie or a car passing by. Mm. I don't know if you've seen this Omizi video. Ish.
Hi, Reggie. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you to Motis Menlin, you know what I'm saying? LT the podcast. We're gonna be doing an amazing collaboration. Look out for it. Chide.
This is what we're here for, it's the LT the podcast.
Joe.
Ha! Ha! Ha!
Why am I the host?
Boom. I'm gonna DM myself, Lil Wayne, Uric Ross.
Let's go.
Hi, Joe. Welcome back to the LTD podcast. And today we got a very, very special episode. We got a man who's just fresh out of a house, and not just any house, the Big Brother house. Today we got the winner. Let's make some noise one time for Sweet Kunova. Sweet Kunova.
Yeah, whatever, boys.
Okay, Natcham.
I'm not doing.
Ah, okay, Kren. Ah, what we want?
Eh, I'm not doing.
How? Eh, next year I'll see you suit.
Ah, I guess I'm not doing.
Serious, I'm going to suit you, Ms. Fandar.
Ah. Sheba.
How are you, brother?
No, I'm good, my brother.
Good to see you.
Mm.
And I need to say, in the history of Big Brother, I've never seen this type of pandemonium. I've never seen people wild out like this.
Mm.
I saw there was rallies in the streets in KZN, rallies in the streets here in Joburg.
Yeah.
Like, that's, you got so much love. That's crazy, bro.
Ish.
How do you feel about that?
I'm very overwhelmed, and the only thing I can do is just to show gratitude and tell them what I also love you the same way as you love me.
So
I'm just appreciative of every moment. I'm just taking in every moment that comes. Yeah.
I was speaking to your management and I was telling them, I was like, you know, there's always a narrative that say good guys finish last.
Oh.
They say good guys don't win. They finish last.
Yeah.
So in your situation, I was glad to see someone that was handling themselves so well got to actually win the competition, you know?
Mm.
Have they hit you with the 2 million? You got the 2 million yet?
There's a process. There's a process in everything, you know. Yeah.
So you haven't got the 2 million yet?
There's a process.
Okay. Yeah. We'll see if you'll change after. He clearly hasn't got the 2 million. He's still humble.
still humble.
You know? But when that 2 million hits a pocket, guys start acting different. But now, I think in your situation now, you'll be straight.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, actually, I also wanted to know, when you actually win the 2 million, what happens? Do you get the full 2 million or they tax it?
I know nothing.
You know nothing about the money?
No, nothing. To be honest, I don't know what's happening. But okay. I think definitely they're going to tax it. I think. I'm not sure.
Okay. Yeah. And then with your personality, you kind of like a... You seem like a little bit of an introvert. Mm. So for me, I get curious, like, why would a guy like you actually want to join Big Brother? What was the reason you went to Big Brother?
Because I wanted to showcase my talents. Mm-hmm. I want to be in the entertainment industry.
Okay.
As much as I'm reserved and an extrovert. I mean,
introvert.
Introvert.
Yeah.
Yes. I want to be, you know, because I know which I have a lot of talents.
Let us know about these talents. What are these talents?
Acting. Yeah. I think voiceover, I'm not sure because I've never done it.
Okay.
Voiceover, modeling. Sorry. Modeling, music. Mm-hmm. Because I was a rapper when I was young.
Oh, you were a rapper when you were young?
Yeah, when I was young.
Oh, that's dope.
Primary, yeah.
Oh, so you're not a rapper no more?
Yeah, but
you sold us out. You're doing piano. Let me
get But even the piano, they are rapping on piano.
No, it's like every rapper that was young, everyone that started out rapping when they were young, they're doing piano now.
Mm.
So that's the situation with you now.
I'm not going to be able to see. We'll see.
So for real, you're a rapper. I don't believe this. For real.
I'm serious.
I think I want to hear a little 16. Maybe 8 bars. Like, let's hear a little bit of something, bro. I mean, you went to the Big Brother house to showcase your talent, right? We have a big audience here. Like, just a little bit of something where they can just see your talent. Like, no, this guy is actually the real deal.
Hey, Shibuti, you're putting me on the spot, and I last did this when I was in primary.
It's so fine, just 8 bars. If you don't like it, we'll cut it out the episode. I'm serious. Just an 8 bar. Just an 8 bar. Let them see your talent. You know what I'm saying? Just an 8 bar. Whatever you got, 8 bars.
Because
for me, I'm sure when you're out there doing your interviews, for me also, when people come to this platform, I always want to show them different side of you.
Yeah.
Right? You've been doing interviews, and for me, I want to take a different angle with you. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I want to show people a different side of you. As a rapper, it's a must. Right?
Yeah.
When you called out that you put your skill. Don't choke. You know what I'm saying? What did Eminem? You better lose yourself. So, please, man, break us off with a little bit of what you used to do. We understand it's not what you're still doing now. But if you can hear Sweet Kulova bars, all right, let's go.
It's very small.
It's okay. It's okay.
Okay. Shang is sir.
Yeah.
Okay. But you wish you can. Shalango. Esh.
Let's start again. Okay. Let's start again. Don't worry. Take your time.
Okay, you man. Shang is sir. Okay. But you wish you can. Do PP nyev. Shalango slump. But you can. I need pain. I need pain. Nango PP nyev. Nango PP nyev. Punza. Nango PP nyev. Yeah. All
right. We see Sweet Kulova is like a Zulu trapper. You heard that? He was trapping in Zulu. He was bringing all the talents. Let the people see all your talents, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, because I also see a situation. DJ Zinkler called you out. She said she's making a song and she'd like to have you on the song. Did you see that video?
Kulova Nation. Anginibongelesh ngesuccess yenu. I've been thinking ukuthi nje shem sengizosingithula njenganibongile. Again, I don't think I did anything amazing to contribute to the success, but I appreciate that you guys appreciate the love that I did for Sweet Kulova. Unokwazi bika post the video manje because ukuthi ingoma iphume yini. So I've spoken to Bongiwe Zwane, umaka Sweet Kulova, who I went to school with, behlale edomindawonye, can you believe it? And I told her ukuthi sinokwazi, we have the intention of recording ingoma and would like to feature Sweet Kulova. Akakaphumi e Big Brother house yet, but angiyanazisa nje ukuthi that's the plan that's in motion. And we'll do whatever we need to do to help. Ubungwe nabe ngibuza advice ukuthi bangamsiza kanjani ukuthi aqhubele phambili, but I trust that you guys are gonna hold him down. But bengifuna nje ukuthi guys, congratulations, nisebenzile, niwinile.
Yeah, siyibonene, we saw.
Okay, and then are you gonna make a song with her?
We are still in contact with the management, so we'll have a meeting and then discuss. Yes.
Okay. So it's looking hopeful.
I'm going to be a boner. It's coming. Then I'm going to have time.
It's coming.
Yeah.
We got to give him exclusive. So the song with DJ Zinkler is coming?
We are still discussing, but definitely, I think, yeah, it's coming.
She said she went to school with your mother. That's crazy.
Yeah. A small world.
A small world, yeah? So let's go back, since it's a small world, because I want to get to know you a little bit better. We saw you on a Big Brother house, but I want to go back. You're from KZN, right?
Yes.
You came from a rural areas when you were young. Do you know after this win and this newfound fame, right, you are going to all of a sudden have new cousins?
Yes.
You're going to have new family members you never knew about. You know that's going to happen, right?
I didn't know, but I'm learning from
I'm telling you what that's what's going to happen. You're going to hear, hey, I used to play with you when you were 2 years old.
Yeah.
You're going to hear those type of stories. So let's go back. Tell me about your upbringing. What kind of lifestyle did you have before Big Brother? When you were coming up in KZN as a small kid, what was your lifestyle?
I always liked to play outside.
Okay.
I didn't struggle at all.
Okay.
You understand? I got most of what I requested me from my parents or anything.
Yeah.
We are proper at home.
We are not.
We are not poor. We are not rich.
Okay.
But we are just proper.
Surviving. You understand?
So I was always going to play football. Yeah, football was my first dream, actually.
For real?
Yes.
And were you good at football?
I'm moderate.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm moderate.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I liked football. And then after football, also music.
Okay.
And then, so I went to a school there. And then when I went to high school, I went to in Harrismith, Free State.
Okay.
Boarding school. Also, okay. I was playing football.
Yeah.
Also acting.
Uh-huh.
And then I went to Cape Town to Ifunda Iphezulu, the university, the CBUT. And also, I was attending acting classes, also trying for acting auditions.
Whether
in Joburg or Lokuzan or Durban, then rejection. But yeah, I was always trying
to come in the industry.
Yeah.
And now a word from our sponsors.
What would you say about your lifestyle, like back then, that made you who you are now? Because I understand you don't drink.
Mm.
Is there any reason why you don't drink alcohol?
I'm foolish. I don't want to drink. Mm-hmm. Because also the other reason is the things you say after drinking. Mm. I mean, when you drink, you know exactly what you're going to get drunk.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do things, don't say, no, I was drunk. I mean, you knew exactly if you consume what you understand.
Mm.
So I don't want all of that. Not to say I was to control myself, but I don't want to see myself in there. And plus, I'm a footballer, so I don't want to, you understand?
I think that's a great decision you took.
Yes.
Our guy sees that shoots our podcast. He's been sober for 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
Because he was making the wrong decision.
Yeah.
When he was drinking. So I'm glad you are bringing this energy the right time.
Mm.
You know, I'm glad. Okay, let's speak about, we'll come back. We'll keep on going forward and back.
Okay, no problem.
Let's speak about you coming in the Big Brother house.
Okay.
First day you come in, what is your first impression going in? First day, just tell me only about the first day.
I'm actually in the walls. I'm seeing the walls that I used to see on TV.
Yeah.
So you scan a lot. You're like, hey, my daughter, this is the house.
Yeah.
This is the house.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I'm scanning and watching all the people, different personalities. And there was also a fight. First day. So you're like, oh, what's so good? You understand? Mm-hmm. So you're like, hey, actually, I'm in the Big Brother's house. It's going to go down.
And then you finding people that, I'm sure when you come in an unfamiliar place, it's like, okay, let me find my people here.
Mm.
Did you have your eyes on Ashley from the first day to say, this one, I can operate?
Mm. No, the thing is, when I came I came in, I was like, hey, I'm going to be neutral, you understand?
Yeah.
Just going to be in my corner, and then whoever I connect with, I connect.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't trying to be loved by everyone or connect with everyone, you understand? Because I knew which someone was going to leave. Maybe a week on Sunday, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So let me just reserve myself, you understand? Mm-hmm. So I was just relaxing. Okay. And then it happened.
Why didn't you join the Bandana guys?
Eh?
Why not join the Bandana guys?
I was in my corner. They're own friends. They're their own friends, I understand. Actually, you connect with the people that you want to connect with.
Okay.
Yes. So they connected all of them. And then okay.
Talking about connections, there was a lot of beautiful ladies in the Big Brother house.
Yes.
But there's one specific one you connected with.
Yes.
What was so specific that attracted you to this girl?
We are genuine, and everyone knew what Ash. How was Ash? So
no, but from the first day, you don't see if she's genuine or not.
Yeah, I need to you see like when days go by.
Yeah.
We can chat. Yeah. You understand? So from chats, from just genuine chats as housemates, and then it's a build up. It's okay, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, and then from there.
Have you dated a colored girl before in your life?
No.
I need to put you on game.
Would you? Yeah. Yeah.
I really need to put you on game.
You
know, dating a colored girl is not for the faint-hearted, you know? Let me give you all aspects, you know? Like, I'm just here, you know what I'm saying, just to put you on game.
Yeah.
Okay, let me let you know.
I'm listening.
Let's start with the positives.
Okay.
Right?
Mm.
Let's lead with love.
Okay.
Color girls love hard.
Yeah.
They love hard. Mm. And they love is like very genuine.
Mm.
When a color girl loves you, yo, it's like, it's not about superficial things.
Yeah.
It's not materialistic. When she loves you for you.
Yes.
So that's, we're starting with the positive, right? So that's the thing about color girls.
Yeah.
I have to give them love when it comes to that.
Yeah.
Okay? But let's deal with the, because there's two sides to every coin.
Okay.
There's a left, there's a right.
All right.
Positive, and there's a negative.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Breaking up with a colored girl is like leaving a gang. You don't just leave when you want to. You know that, right?
No.
you don't leave when it's like, oh, baby, I'm done. Okay, me, I'm out. No. She'll call you 100 times. She'll pull up at your house if you don't answer your calls.
Mm.
So I just wanted you to have a different size of a coin to know what you are dealing with.
Okay.
Yeah. Aye. But you are going to experience real love.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I got to give a shout out to colored girls.
Yeah, yeah.
And what I like about your dynamic too, every guy, I think you want a girl that's going to show interest in you before the fame.
Yeah.
Before the money.
Yes.
So, you know what I'm saying? I like your situation because it feels like it's genuine and organic.
Yes.
When she left the Big Brother house, we saw you cry, you know. They say Zulu men don't cry. you showed us like, no, that is not true.
Mm.
Can you tell us what were you going through at that stage?
First of all,
yeah.
I'm human. Even if you can pinch me, it's painful.
Yeah.
You understand? So if you have a connection with someone and they vie, and you are still there, it's painful.
Mm.
Remember, I was always spending time with her.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she left, now I have to try maybe and connect with the other housemates. And you understand?
Yeah.
So it was very painful. It was very painful. It wasn't nice.
It wasn't nice. They say, but I think Tiwa Tajwa was on his podcast and was preaching to us like, men shouldn't cry. And I think, you know, like there's two sides to it. I think men should show their emotions.
Mm.
And I felt with everybody, you being genuine and showing your emotions on TV, it won people's hearts too.
Yeah.
To say, this guy is real, man. You know, he could have just moved over to the next girl on the thing, on the house. But you still felt those emotions.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Nah. So you dealing with that place, for how many days were you inside there?
71 days.
How does it feel being in a house for 71 days?
You see, when we're coming closer to, maybe let's say 6 weeks, when we're coming closer to the 10th week, because it's 10 weeks, you understand, you're like, hey, You see now, yeah, I've done it. I think it's two months or how many times. Why? It's fine if I go home. But later you're like, hey, no, there's 2 million here. You understand? Mm. There's 2 million here. But yeah. Sometimes you're like, hey, I just want to go home.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but it feels like that. It's a back and forth with yourself. You know, like, hey, if I can go home, it's fine. But also, hey, because like, you see on Sunday, you're like, oh, I'm safe. Mm. On Monday, you're like, hey, hey, yeah, I'm still going to stay. You understand? Mm. Yeah, so it's like that.
Did you have a strategy going in the house?
No, I had.
Yeah.
Before I went, but it didn't go according.
What was your strategy?
I wanted to win every head of house.
Okay.
For immunity.
Okay.
For them not to locuza me, to evict me.
Okay.
Yeah, so I had competition.
Okay.
You understand?
So you had to change your plan a little bit.
I didn't change. If it you didn't go to plan, I didn't. I continued, and then the people outside held me.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah, because if it doesn't work your way, there's God's plan.
Facts.
God's, no God's man. Hey, God.
Yeah.
Is gonna shepherd me.
Mm-hmm.
Is it fine?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, it's gonna shepherd me, and then I follow.
Yeah.
Wang Bamba
Kanjan. Yeah.
Yes.
No, he did. God did have your back inside that house.
What's going on?
It's because of Sigulupa One, Big Brother.
Oh, fuck, yes, guys.
Yes. Take my number.
I saw your fan base. Me, I was saying personally, I've never seen anyone get this much love in a Big Brother house. Tell me, when you win and you get out and you see that love, how do you feel? What surprises you? What shocks you?
You're like, Gandhi, what did I do? You understand? The question is like, Gandhi, Bengan love.
Yeah.
What did I do in the Big Brother house that would make people maybe fall in love with me this much?
Mm.
You understand? And then when they explain, you get to understand, oh, okay, it's this and this and this. But also still you're like, hey, but there's a lot of people who do the same thing, maybe who are respectful, who are humble.
Yeah.
You understand? You're like, but why?
Yeah.
You understand? So you don't get the exact answer. Today it's this one, today it's that one. But you just appreciate it, like, thank you guys, and I love you all. Mm-hmm. And from all over the world, wherever you're from, you understand, I also love you the same way.
And you also built, we have to talk about it, a big female fan base.
Oh.
Listen to this guy, I just doesn't know. He's like, oh, like,
yeah.
Why are you acting like you don't know?
Well, listen, I don't go and see which, okay, this one is female.
Okay.
There's no problem.
Okay, I will let you know. You build a very big female fan base.
Sebo, thank you.
How, before you went in the Big Brother house, were females always liking you like this?
Not that I know of. Yeah, not that I know of. But
so, were you saying females never liked you before? You would know. This is like,
okay, but they did, but not this way, of course.
Yeah.
But yeah, they did.
Is it?
Mm.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah. I'm sure.
Yeah. Did you have a girlfriend before?
No. It was in high school, grade 8 or 9.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn. So you're gonna have to deal with a lot right now.
Yes. Like what?
I hope if you run your own social media, don't read the DMs.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm just like putting you on game, because if you go into the DMs, it's gonna mess up your whole life. You know.
I get noted.
Yeah. Let someone just run your social media, because it's gonna be a problem.
So how did you do it? Zalakayo. What did
you? You see, me, you see, they got me.
Yeah!
Because I read my own page. Yeah.
So you're here, okay.
I read my own page. I was in my DMs personally, myself.
Yes.
So I'm trying to tell you all the ways you should stay out of the mess. Don't look at the DMs.
Okay, yeah, I get it.
That's too much temptations for any man.
Yes.
Young son.
Yeah, no, but.
And you are human at the end of the day. You are human at the end of the day, you know?
Mm.
And especially if the females are on you, that one. it's difficult. Mm. You know, it's difficult. So me, I like the situation that you're in. It'll keep you focused.
Yeah.
What is the plan for you now that you're out? Where you envision yourself being, like, let's say, even just a year from here? Like, what is the plan?
Definitely. Honestly, when I was showcasing, I wanted to act.
Yeah.
So acting, whether it be international or local, music. Music. But I will see, but just bigger things.
What role do you think you'd be suited for? What kind of role do you think Sweet Guluva is suited for?
But I think I'm versatile enough to do any role.
Yeah.
But of course, people, they box me in.
Yeah.
On those the wife, maybe the son of Ulokuzana. You understand?
Yeah.
Yes, those characters, maybe one Shaka.
Okay.
But people, they say maybe those stories, those type of stories. Yes.
Okay. So like, we are all over the place with this interview, back and forth.
Yes.
So now we need to find out, actually, where does the name Sweet Guluva come from?
So it was just a random name. You know?
Yeah.
I wanted to be International Guluva.
Hey, buddy.
So I saw there was, when I was registering on Lokuzana, Ulokuzana, Instagram.
Okay.
When I was registering, I saw a lot of international.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, let me say Sweet Guluva. But after, and then my mother was like, why do you say Sweet Guluva? I said, my old lady, it's just a nice name, Sweet Guluva. You understand? But she said, I'm fine, because since you say you want to be in a public space, or you say when you say Sweet Guluva,
yeah,
it's like you're going to steal people's heart.
Yeah.
They're going to fall in love with you.
Yeah.
And then I think accomplished.
Mission accomplished.
Yes.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yes.
Talking about your mom, what is the relationship between you guys?
Ay, bega tanga. Yeah. Bakbanjwen, always.
And you're the only child, ne?
Yes.
I was also raised as the only child at home.
Oh.
Yeah.
How was it?
It was good. Like, a lot of people always say, like, if you're raised as the only child, are you not bored at home? It's like, bro, I never lived with a sibling, so
yeah.
I could never know how it feels.
But how about the only child syndrome? They say, only child, do you have it?
I don't.
Oh, yeah.
Like, do I have it? What's the only child syndrome? What happens?
Like,
I understand you say, but okay, when I'm from you, what do they say? What is the only child syndrome that you have?
I mean, they say I don't have it because Vele, my.
Me too. They say I don't have it.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, but from you, what is the understanding of an only child syndrome?
It's like you're doing everything by yourself. You understand?
I mean, yeah.
Like you're not used to the mass environment.
Okay.
Yes.
Being the only child, actually, you become comfortable being alone.
Yeah.
You are comfortable being alone. In your own company.
Yes.
You can be alone and don't need, I need someone here with me right now.
Yeah.
And I think as an only child too, you learn your character in terms of like what you like.
Mm.
You're alone in the house. For me to start writing music, you are alone in the house.
Yeah,
so you get to figure yourself out what you like and you don't get influenced by an older sibling or whatever. You discover yourself and get to know yourself.
I think
that's a good character. I don't know why. They're always like, why is there only a negative thing about only child? I never hear like a good thing.
I
think they're hating on us because they had like siblings that they had to grow up with. They had to share everything. You know what I'm saying? I think it's that. But let's get back to you, Sweet Guluva.
Okay.
You were saying, Valer, the acting is like your main thing that you're trying to push right now, right?
I know everything, but I'm just saying, like, if an opportunity comes, you understand, yes, I'm willing, and then we'll discuss everything. But I was just showcasing my talents in the house.
Okay.
So whichever one comes, I'm willing to discuss and say, okay, this is my brand, this is not my brand, or you understand?
Mm-hmm. You said you were also modeling.
Yes.
So you were modeling, like, in terms of what, like, magazines or walking on a ramp? Like, what kind of modeling?
So I was modeling at school, you understand,
yeah.
And where I come from. So those maybe, let's say, LTD will open a modeling what, and then you win a prize there.
Okay.
You understand? So even at school, there was that thing. So I used to model and win. And then also in my location, I used to model and win.
Okay.
But now I think modeling for, like, fashion or runways and everything, all of those stuff.
Okay. You know? For someone that's watching that doesn't know the stick that you are holding, can you please explain what is going on? What does that stick symbolize?
So most of the time,
mm-hmm.
you see the stick with my culture, with the Zulu people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just, even if the way I'm dressing, or kuti sneaker or baggy clothes, no my part. I'm also Zulu and I'm open-minded. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm just embracing my culture here.
Okay.
But also, if you derail, you understand?
Yeah.
If you derail, PP Nyemfu is gonna okay. And
so it's some form of protection too.
Yes.
Okay.
But it's just for aesthetics and representing my culture.
Have you always been carrying that?
No, actually, because I was given by my uncle this one.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. So talking about also your fan base, you've been seeing how hard they're going, because I'm seeing your numbers on social media going up crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Just to inform you, when you were inside the house, every time we posted something, it could be about someone cooking a bab or meat, anything in the comments, it was vote for Sweet Guluva. Do you know that?
Yeah, I saw when I went out. Yeah. Anything I would do, they would do also.
No, I'm saying literally in every comment section in the country, it was vote for Sweet Guluva.
Even if you're posting a car passing
a
by.
A selfie or a car passing by, vote for Sweet Guluva.
And then we can like your picture.
Yes. Certain people got touched a little bit. Mm. I don't know if you've seen this Omizi video.
Oh.
Did you see that?
Bantu baka Sweet Guluva. Abanye bethu asibheki Big Brother. Asibheki sesimazi ngoSweet Guluva ngoba niyasidina kuma comments enu. And you are ruining his or her chances. Because siyasidina. Honestly niyasidina. Nifana nalabo abathi I used to be like this and this, and thanks to Sister Sibanibani for helping me. You are messing up with ama chances galo Sweet Guluva wenu, because we cannot deal with njalo masiposta send this poster ukuthi sivotele Sweet Guluva lo wenu uyogcina nga winanga lo Sweet Guluva wenu because of nina nisihleli la si right. We don't watch Big Brother, some of us asibegi, so stop it in my comments, guys. Stop it.
So
what do you think about that?
I think, for me, mm-hmm. I don't think he was saying it in a bad way.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
As we are saying, in everything, even if it doesn't relate with me.
Yeah.
So I think he was just expressing. And Velo put him down among to Babum Dala.
Yeah.
So I respect him, Velo, even from day one and whatever he mm-hmm. did, you understand? So I don't think he was saying it in a bad way.
Yeah, because now the fan base still in his comments now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have a message for them for this situation? Can they calm down, or you know?
Yeah,
like...
please. Because I truly don't think he was saying it in a bad way.
Yeah.
So if people maybe are doing something, can they please, for my sake and for everyone, just to tone it down? You understand?
Yeah.
Yes, because I put them down, you understand?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because me, when I saw it, I was like, even if you decide to pursue the rap career, you are safe. Like, if you have to go diss another rapper, your fan base, yo. But your fan base will be all over that guy's comments.
Mm.
Yeah.
Ish.
So it's like this, like, it was like a Drake, Kendrick type of thing there, in that situation. Talking about Drake, Kendrick, which side were you on?
I know. I listen to South African hip hop mostly.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. So you never listen to Drake, Kendrick?
No, I saw Bella the songs, though. You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So which artist, like, did you grow up listening to?
In South Africa?
Yeah.
Just South African music. So
yeah, because, music. Not doesn't have to be just hip hop. Just music.
Because I'm Afro. I listen to Afro house. So yeah. I also listen to to music. Should I name them?
Yeah.
Obviously, Produce Java and Yolanda.
Mm.
My mother's favorite artist.
Mm-hmm.
Uzonke, Umam Zonke.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. There's a lot.
Do you have a dream collaboration that you'd like to work with in terms of music?
I have a role model.
Okay.
Yeah, role model is Black Coffee.
Okay. Why is Black Coffee your role model?
Just the way he handles himself.
Mm.
Yes, just that. Mm. You understand? The way he handles himself. Mm-hmm. And then, nasty C. In everyone, just everyone.
Yeah, it's nasty C because he's from a Durban guy. Né?
No, because he raps nice. He raps nice too much.
Yeah, it's too much.
Yeah, too much. Too
yeah.
Much.
When you get back home and you sit by yourself, what are you feeling? Like, what if you can explain it in one word, what is the feeling that you feel? One word.
Overwhelming. Mm. Yeah, it's like, yo, these people, they truly love me.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm.
So it's like, yo, I am, it's like an appreciation feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and as much as I'm tired, it's an appreciation feeling to say, if I can just give back or show Uguti, because the words are, I don't think the words are doing justice.
Mm.
To say, to only say thank you and I'm grateful. You understand? Because I think those words are used, like they've been used repetitive-ish.
Mm-hmm.
They've been used.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, okay. You understand? So,
yeah.
Like, ngathi inhliziyo bayibona ukuthi, oh, ish, actually, lo muntu uchaza ukuthi.
Okay, that's beautiful. So, with them showing you all this love, man, for me, I think, like, in this situation, in this scenario, I thank South Africa for following someone that, you know what I'm saying, that took a good path in displaying themselves in integrity.
Mm.
And I like the way that you've been showcasing yourself,
yeah.
You know. With the competition, when you got to the top five, did you know that, okay, I have this, I can win? Who you think was your biggest competitor in the house?
Betcha Boy.
Why?
We are under, because from day one, even with the time I was head of house, it was only me and him on the final.
Okay.
And then I knew, okay. And on Friday, when I won the Friday night games,
mm-hmm.
I think it was also a problem. So I saw, okay, no, this one is...
What do you mean problem?
Like the competitiveness.
Okay.
Yeah, the competitive, because Pilar, remember, I want to take all of the Friday night games, but you will see what we are changing.
Mm.
We are changing. Mm. You understand?
Mm.
And also... Seeing them, you see, when I was in the top five,
yeah,
I was with Nsogo and Oyanda, because those people were very consistent on Sunday. They would stand up, sit down, stand.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a perception of, actually, outside they do love them, these people.
Yeah.
And I'm there, I've never even stood up. I was never nominated. I stood up twice because Big Brother nominated like every houseman, but I was never voted to be evicted.
Yeah.
So I didn't know what's happening outside. You understand?
Mm.
So I was like, oh, I know. At least I made it to the top five. If I go high, that's fine. God, hey, people are mashing outside. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What did you do on the first night you got out of the Big Brother house? Did you celebrate?
Hey, no. I had to withdraw. I had to withdraw from the house. I mean, it's the lighting, the sounds of the cars and everything, the lighting, like when you move, it's the robots, the leg. So the eyes were painful. And also,
for real?
You know, yeah, I mean, the routine, the sleeping routine is not the same. We didn't know the time.
Yeah.
So when I came out, I slept very late. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And I had to wake up very early to do some stuff. Also, so I was just tired.
Okay.
Yes.
And then since you've been out, have you met anybody interesting, or have you got a message from someone that you didn't know would even know who you are?
Mm. No, it's the people. Maybe if I go do the interviews, or maybe we meet people, they say, hey, we've been voting.
Yeah.
We love you. And please don't stop. Keep on going. So those things are very heartwarming.
Mm-hmm.
And they're telling you to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And people telling you, breaking records, we have broken the record. It's nice. You understand? It's saying it's possible, even to other people. It's giving you the motivation.
Also understand, I think we need to put that out. I don't know if this is true, but there's people who are forming some type of, like, they're collecting money, pretending to be you. So if you are watching now, there's a lot of fake accounts pretending that they are Sweet Guluva trying to make money.
Mm.
So we're going to put up all the right information right here on the screen if you want to donate, because people have been donating to you, right?
Yeah.
You have a homecoming on Saturday.
Yeah, 5th of April, homecoming.
Homecoming, 5th of April.
Yeah.
Let's speak about it. Let me know everything about the homecoming on Saturday.
So, Ubab Mayor, Bab Shabalala,
mm-hmm.
They have plans for us for the homecoming at the stadium.
Wow.
And remember, Beluguti, I was a footballer.
Yeah.
So definitely it's going to bring a lot of memories since I started playing. Okay. You understand? And then I think that venue is big enough. If they're gonna, like, if the people come in numbers, it's gonna be a big enough venue.
Okay.
And I think one of my last games, mm-hmm. I played there. Like, one of my last games, I played there. So it's gonna ground me to say, okay, let me feel at home again.
Okay.
As Tola Manza, before, like, we do anything. So it's gonna be there, and then they, like, we are still planning.
Okay.
But in alone, yeah, this Saturday.
Okay. You didn't even tell us what position were you playing in soccer?
Anchor, number six.
Number six?
Yeah, swing. Bah. You connect.
Yeah.
Defense, midfielder, like you dictate.
You know, if you were good, footage would have showed up on the internet. But hey, Sweet Kuluva, when you was young, hey, if you were good, you know
yeah.
that. I'm just letting you know, like.
Yeah.
Like,
but there are videos in Shaibat.
Serious?
Yes.
Okay, while we are there, talking about your soccer days.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we need more of your how you actually grew up, bro. Like, I think we went past, in the beginning of the episode, we went past it very quick. And there was life before Big Brother.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and I'm sure a lot of people watching this, I really want to find out about everything about you before Big Brother. You know, if you feel like you can give us a little bit more about that, about you and your life before Big Brother.
I think I've covered like everything that fast.
Yeah.
But because I think for me, my life was just not. Oh, also, I wanted to do comedy, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, I wanted to do comedy, but I was like, ish. Because like I think when I heard, I'm not sure, when I heard, like, we're supposed to write, I'm like, hey, I mean, these things, they come sometimes, they come natural, so I can't be writing, I understand?
Uh-huh.
And the fear of making a joke and people don't laugh. You understand? So at school, yeah, I would also, I'm a poet, of course, so they rhyme with the rapping thing.
Okay.
I was a poet, so I think there was a poet I did back in the day.
Damn!
You understand? So there was a...
I only understood one line.
So it was a poem that I did back in the day.
Yeah.
You understand? So I was young, I was just rhyming. You understand?
Were you writing these poems for girls?
No.
Oh, because I was also a poet, but I was just writing love letters, like trying to be impress a girl.
Yeah.
That's the only way.
No, I was just writing for my sake.
So you never wrote poems to no ladies or whatever?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Hey, like, I'm sure you, like, the way he's portraying, like, before, like, she understands you had a life before.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you
know? Yeah.
She understands.
Yeah.
She understands you had a life before. So you can say, oh, I used to write poems. What, how was, like, your first love? Can you tell me about your first love?
It was in Lokuzana, in primary.
In primary.
You understand? So
Umshele kanjani?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
I can't even remember, but yeah. My first love was.
But like, I'm sure you remember your first heartbreak.
No, I didn't have.
You've never had a heartbreak?
Never.
Hey, well, but some guys are lucky guys on the set, eh? You've never experienced no heartbreak?
Never. It was the first time when you saw me on TV crying. Like over someone.
For real?
Yeah.
You know my friend, they broke his heart, ne?
Yeah.
His name is Sean Pages. They broke his heart so bad, ne?
I know, yeah.
I found him showering with jeans and Air Force Ones.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he was in the shower with jeans and Air Force One. You're so lucky you've never experienced heartbreak, eh?
Never.
Ashley, please, let's keep it this way, hey? Ashley, if you're watching, please, let's keep it this way. The man doesn't need a heartbreak, hey?
Yeah.
Heartbreak will shatter you to pieces.
Yeah, and then after those times, and then I moved to Harry Smith, like boarding school.
Mm-hmm.
Like in your eyes in college, like in Harry Smith.
Yeah.
You understand? So I was playing football, so there's a field, there's a big field, there's a rugby, what do I do? So even when I was there, I was singing in a choir.
Oh, you were also singing in a choir?
Yeah.
Why is this a story for everybody? I don't believe it. Like 95% of people that come to the show, they say they were singing in a choir.
Yeah, I was in a choir. See, I said, and we were doing very nice, getting A++, going to Bethlehem, whatever. We were very nice.
For real?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I've asked you to sing, so I'm not going to do that to you again.
Yeah.
what? For real, you went to choir until how old? From what year to like what year to
from,
what year?
I think it was doing grade 9.
Yeah?
Yeah, so I was singing E-bass.
E-bass?
Yeah.
Okay.
Grade 9 until I was done.
Okay.
Yeah, No. I think grade 11 because our choir, like I was singing with people who were doing grade 11 at the time. So we were about to finish. And then when they went, no one started a choir. Oh, I think I tried, but hey, people were not interested as the one that went.
So. One thing I'm picking up about you, you're very multi-layered. Choir, acting, rapping,
languages.
Piano, languages.
Mm.
What about languages?
I speak like different languages.
How many languages do you speak?
Sesotho, very fluent.
Sesotho from now. Are you sure very fluent?
Yeah.
Okay, Sesotho.
Yeah, true.
So, in China, when you look at competition,
you're
out here, you're not going to
lead
to, you're Big Brother.
Yeah.
How do you Big Brother? No, you're not out here, it's very competitive or come sharp or go in.
So chong se anke ga nna ke bone ha ke ke no ga ikhona ntle go tlo mfa mathata o
yena o thatile
yena o
yeah
ha re qala fela be ke ya pila ha re qala o ga ikhona
yeah
he yo tla ka mahla yo e una tlile sheba e una tlile ka mahla sheba e una li mone ke ga kere ke yena mo
yeah
sheba ke nna o ke nna
yeah
ene ga tshintshana
maka ne le mpintsha gao le kala.
Yeah, I never thought I'd feel like that. Yeah,
you know,
Lo tlong ke ja ka tsa service ha ikho ke ja ka tsa service le ha ikho na ne limpinjaka vela ke ke ya tsaka e ne li competition vela e healthy nyana e ntse mbunyana
okay
ba bo re spanela challenge re tletse challenge jo za ka tlela o tlo bapala
aw a mfetikena ka yini ha wa shasu this one ha ke ka bona o bona ma jita ba shebileng no ko KZN makwatile no ba ka tsa utla ba ka fetse ka
yeah.
But I'm so ultra quantity and you want a fan base.
Yeah, but I think they know.
But
like I'm open minded.
And it's like someone has subtitles.
I call.
What's no Taku China why? Zulu people never want to learn other languages. I want subtitles, Robua. Yeah, literally dictionary. You share on what's a hala. They never want to learn other languages. Am I lying?
Mm, like I do, I'm part of them.
Yeah, when I get out.
Yeah,
I think maybe we lay go. Where did you learn how to speak Sotho?
Here's me. Thank you. It's in Free State. And Velagin, Ningaliba Hotsuba, Babatong Bo, Komasir.
Komasir.
Yeah, the Sotho.
Are you two seasons too? Hey, or when I give it up to you. You can definitely speak it. Mazulu people, since we like a Wazulu, no, Wazulu, no.
Yeah, I guess this is all right.
So, are you still cool with the runner-up of the show?
Yeah.
Do you guys still speak? The people from the show, are you guys still in communication?
Yeah, no, we're going to speak because...
We are gone now.
No, I speak. Yes, I speak. I'm going to be like, my number, remember, it got leaked. Not got leaked. There was a video that I was saying my number. So I was cutting someone. So I said, so now my SIM card was, so I had to change. Now I'm still going to.
Damn, your number got leaked.
No, so, okay, listen. So yeah. I was cutting someone who's popular on TikTok. And
you,
then
you were the, cut, you were
yeah,
cutting
I was
them.
Cutting someone, yeah. Okay. I think I'm a barber also.
Oh, damn, this guy does everything. Yo,
yeah.
It's like you're a barber, you're a rapper. Like, what else
yeah,
don't you
barber,
do?
Yeah, I'm a barber. And a proper one.
Is it?
Proper.
I'm sitting this angle because my barber, I cheated on my barber.
And I also cut myself. Yeah.
Guys, you know?
Yeah.
I will say that, gentlemen, don't ever cheat on your barber. Hey? Niggas will cheat on their woman before they cheat on their barber. I'm not saying me. I'm saying... Niggas, hey, but if you cheating on your barber, no, you'll see flames.
Hey. How about you look numb? You're fine.
Yeah, I'm sitting at the angle. I'm leaning to the right.
Yeah.
So, my head still looks straight. Yeah. So you cut yourself?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Yo.
So I did cut him, and then I said my number because I wanted marketing. He said, no, let's just say your number for people maybe in Cape Town or when you go back to KZN, so they know.
Okay.
And then so he reposted the video, and then now my phone was buzzing, so I had to change the number.
Yo, you're going to be very busy, bro. So I think because most people who are in the industry live in Joburg. So are you going to relocate? Are you going to move back? Are you going to move to Joburg?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, wow.
Definitely.
An experienced life. You know Joburg swallows people up like this.
I got as the one, but definitely it won't. But let's see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any way? Please don't move to Midrand.
Why?
Please.
Okay.
Midrand is just full of piano artists. Only piano artists live in Midrand.
Okay.
Every single piano artist lives in
Midrand. Yeah.
You will definitely leave hip hop if you move if you move to Midrand, please.
No problem.
Okay. And then when you damn. Your girl's from Durban too, ne? She's from KZN.
Yeah.
When you move back here, I'm sure ish. Colored woman, you can't do long distance with a colored woman. I'm speaking about colored women long. Hey, they're gonna be so mad at me.
Yeah.
Okay. So with the plans now for the homecoming, what are you guys? Because now I spoke to your management, and they did speak about the plans that you guys have to also give away certain things to the less privileged. Do you wanna emphasize on that a little bit more? Can you tell us a little bit more what you plan to do?
Now we're still deciding what are we going to do exactly.
Okay.
But the point, the thing is we are definitely going to. So we're trying to find ways on how to do it and what to do exactly. Mm-hmm. You understand? So we're still deciding to do, okay, let's do this one. Do you understand?
I even asked you how you're going to spend your 2 million.
Like that, I just said. It's giving out, you understand? Because... Yeah. It's like showing gratitude to say, because I think the words are not showing justice. So let me just also
definitely. But you can't just only do that with the 2 million. Come on, you got. I know, guys. We count our money before you spend your money before you even have it.
And that's not me.
For real.
Definitely not me.
You have any plan that I'm gonna go walk in that store? I'm gonna be dripping. I'm gonna buy this car. No, nothing.
Nothing. I don't plan, actually. Yeah. Because I know, I used to plan for money. And then when it comes, I'm doing this one. So I'm like, I'm never planning for money again.
Yeah.
So, like, if it comes, and then I plan.
It is going to come. You were on a show. This is not like that type of situation. You're waiting for money that will never come. Money will definitely come.
Definitely.
I promise. Like, you were on a TV show.
Yes, definitely.
But come on, just let us know one thing you'd want to buy. Because for me, it's like before you have money and after you have money, there must be something that you want to buy. Just one.
Definitely, it's clothes. I mean, like you want to look good.
Yeah.
You understand? It's clothes.
You're into fashion?
Big time. And different fashions. I don't think anyone can confirm.
For real?
Yeah. Now I can be enjoying more. Next week, I'm here. Next thing, Bermuda or pants that are, you understand? Trying to be very creative.
Oh, like Kendrick. I'm a purple.
No, the Lokuzan. The pants.
Bottoms.
Bottoms.
Like Kendrick at that thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So those type of stuff, yeah.
So definitely you are going to go into fashion.
Yeah. Definitely into fashion.
Do you want to make your own clothes or you just want to model the clothes?
I'm not sure about making my own clothes. But let me still think about other things because I just came out, you understand?
Yeah.
So I haven't thought of a lot of things, you understand? Mm-hmm. Because as you're saying, it's interviews this side, interviews that. So as little time as I get, I try to find out, to say, okay, let's do this, you understand?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, man, I'm sure, like, I'm speaking from the people from your hometown.
Yeah.
When I say they're proud of you, bro, because you seem so level-headed. You seem like you've been doing this for a while.
Mm.
And I can see you can't pretend. It's either it's you or it's not.
Yeah. So, remember, Uti, like, ukhulisa umntwana or to grow a child,
yeah,
does not take only your family.
Yeah.
It's the whole village.
Yeah.
Because you are not always at home.
Yeah.
Sometimes you are at the salon, maybe I'm cutting other people. You learn some things there.
Yeah.
You are delivering for Mamom Dala, and she's here. We are driving to her place. She's teaching me also. So it's the whole village who contributed.
Yeah.
You go to school, primary, where I was studying. Teachers are there also to guide you.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not only your parents. And
yeah, have you spoken to even any of your teachers?
Yeah.
They've reached out.
Yeah, my primary teacher and my high school teachers, I did.
For real.
And they're very much happy. Like they said, the way I represented myself and everyone around me on TV, like they're very much proud. So I did speak to them and they're very happy. And I'm also happy.
Mm.
Very much happy.
Would you deal it with dignity? And for me, it's like when I see someone, because I always feel the biggest problem we have, especially with the young superstars coming up.
Mm.
I spoke about it like 2 podcasts ago. I spoke about discipline.
Yeah.
I would like to say, let me look there and say, I'm proud with how you're moving. You came to this interview 30 minutes before the time.
Mm.
And I will tell you, a lot of people love them, but they lack discipline. They lack being professional.
Yes.
And it was good to see you are here 30 minutes before.
Yeah.
Your brand is clean, so it's going to attract a lot of brands.
Yes.
I'm glad you're moving like that, because we are living in an era right now where a lot of young people feel the only way to get attention, the only way to make your brand go big is by doing stupid things on the internet. You know, putting themselves out there in a negative manner, because you know how negative things spread faster.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad there's someone out there that's still sticking to the integrity and you're still getting attention in that way.
Yeah, I'm going to have to give it to my the people who are working with my management.
Mm-hmm.
Like they always emphasize time. And yeah. Val and I'm a person with time.
Yeah.
So they always emphasize time to say, Bafethu, let's go there. You are still building.
Yeah.
So you can't be late, even if you are not building anymore.
Yeah.
Like you will build until you are on your last days or whatever. You still build like relationships. So you can't be late. And also remember, God is also part of my chain.
Definitely.
To say,
how do you feel about people who watch Big Brother that feel you didn't deserve to win Big Brother?
Sorry?
How do you feel about people and the fans that watch Big Brother that feel you didn't deserve to win Big Brother?
I think when you watch Big Brother, remember it's a competition. In
yeah.
every competition, you have your favorites.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
And it's majority rules.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have majority, and I'm not so saying I'm hating the people who you have your favorite, which is very much acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
You have freedom to choose whoever you like.
Yeah.
So I don't have any vendetta or anything against people who... You understand who have their own favorite, which is nice. It creates competition, and competition is nice. If for me, competition is nice because it keeps you on your toes.
Facts.
Yes.
And the majority, did you see there was like a big, like from 1 to 2, the percentage was like very, very big.
I think, 20% ish. Yeah.
20%, that's crazy. And I'm hearing you also broke the record, right?
Yeah.
What is this record you broke?
I think I'm the first person to go over 50% vote, like 50% votes.
You are the first person in the Big Brother house to get 50% votes.
Yeah, Big Brother Mzansi, yes.
Ever since.
Yes.
God is just blessing you and showering you, eh?
Yeah. Hey, it's only him. Like it's only him. Only him and the people who are voting, definitely.
People.
And hey, and the crannies,
bro,
the crannies and everyone.
Let me tell you, my mother watches Big Brother. Eh?
You understand?
Yeah, and my mother is also a big fan of you. She's
thank you, mama.
Yeah, shout out to my mother. She's watching.
Thank you, mama.
Why do grannies like watching Big Brother? I don't understand why. Can someone why do grannies like watching Big Brother?
I mean, I do know, but I think...
Oh, maybe they're not working no more. They're in the house. They can just chill and watch. Né?
Yeah, but I'm not sure. But from what I heard, it's the way I presented myself, the respect and everything. You understand? Mm-hmm. So they were like, okay, at least we have someone who's young, who's acting this way.
Yeah.
So I think, but I'm not sure. But it's just my thinking.
Yeah, no,
most definitely. And your city right now, KZN, I know that's hometown,
yes,
is doing amazing things with music.
Yes.
Right now.
Yes.
Even let me even bring it to a hip-hop convo. Pitori and Durban are holding us down. KZN.
Yeah, music. Everyone. A lot of them.
Your city is brewing. There's a lot of talent there. That's brewing, doing amazing things. Eh?
Hey, big time. Big time.
Shout out to all the guys from KZN. I know I've never given them... Let's give them the props. I've never actually given them the props in the show. Let's give it... Who do we start with? Nasty C... Usmamani,
Blackie,
Tony Diamond,
Tyson Saipateli,
Tyson,
rappers, yeah. But also Sjava is a rapper.
Sjava,
Big Zulu. Hey, there's a lot. There's a lot.
Man, let's give it up for KZN talent.
Kane Kid, there's a lot.
Yo, what are you drinking that side? Like, what's going on?
It's paid.
It's paid.
Yeah, it's paid with the, you see the water that comes from the soil.
Yeah.
It's very clean.
When you drink it's paid?
I'm just saying, we drink it's paid.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Nah, man, thank you, bro, for coming to the show, man. Yeah. Like, I think you have a bright future ahead of you.
Yeah.
Man. Please stay level-headed as you are. Before we leave, I have to do this for my man Pokey. Obviously, you have a bright future ahead of you. How old are you now?
23, turning 24.
Okay, you're 23, and then you are like blowing up. I would assume, Big Brother is your first big break, or
yeah.
Okay. Then yeah. How long have you been at it before Big Brother?
I've been...
You've been a musician, you've been a barber, you've been doing all these things for a while.
Yeah. I haven't recorded any song.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was just rapping on my own and then singing on my own.
Yeah.
You understand? But the barbering from 2015,
okay,
I was cutting people at the hostel. And also when I go back home, there's a spot there. There's a guy there. So I used to go there.
Oh, you even left there? You're cutting people in the hostel?
The teachers, they would cut. And I would charge. I was charging 20 rand, my first cut.
First cut?
Yeah.
20 rand, not bad.
Yeah.
So you'd make like how much money in a week?
Yo. Yeah, I can't remember properly, but I would go buy t-shirts because I was young. I would buy t-shirt and I'm swank, a nice thing.
Yeah.
Swank and look good.
Okay.
Yeah. And then also in varsity, I was also cutting.
So this is 10 years of you getting to this dream now.
Yeah. And also remember, I've been trying the acting auditions. You understand?
Yeah.
Yes.
For me, it's important to tell people these type of stories because we are living in a time where people they want instant gratification.
Oh.
They don't want to put in the work. Immediately when it doesn't work out, they quit and whatever. It's just important. Whatever dream you have, you got to give it your all for until it breaks through.
Yes.
It's not going to happen right now. And something that comes easy also leaves easy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Time. So shout out to you. Thank you to everybody for watching the LTL podcast. It's been a great show.
Yes.
Let's make some noise for the young homie. You guys know how we end this podcast. It's time for prayer.
Yes, it's not valamehlo. Hey, Baba Thiko Somandla. Sesiphinde sakuvakashela singabantwana bakho. Sizobonga usuku lwanamhlanje. Sibonga ukuvuka. Ekuseni wabe singeke senze lutho ukuba usikhombisa ngomusa wakho omkhulu kunabonke ukuthi sivuke ekuseni siphinde sikwazi ukusebenzisa amakhono ethu siphe wona. Ngicela ukuthi nala ekhaya kubo kwa-LTDO ukuthi baqhubeke bandlondlobale njalo basiphathe kahle. Siyabonga nokuthi uzobe nathi nasey'ndleleni nasemgwaqeni uma sekhanjwa. Kodwa sicela ukubonga uNkulunkulu wami ukuthi sisenabantu abaney'nhliziyo ezinhle nabantu abasifisele ukuhle. Sicela ukuthi uzovale nathi uma sesivala-ke le podcast. Sicela ukuthi uzohambe nathi uma sekiwe emakhaya. Ngegama likaJesu, amen.
Amen.
Nice one, bro.
Siyabonga.